Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Marilyn Stuckert, who is our Youth Orchestra Manager for the Northwest Indiana Symphony Orchestra. Marilyn, welcome to Eye on the Arts.
Thank you, John.
And we have the Youth Orchestra is active from September through May.
That's correct.
And although we do put them to use sometimes during the summer as well.
Yes.
But the Youth Orchestra has already had its first concert of the year.
Yes, we had it in November.
The 2019-20 season. And now you have a gala coming up.
We do, February 21st.
And what is going to happen at the gala?
Well, it starts at 6 o'clock with a cocktail hour, a silent auction. And during that time, our jazz ensemble will be performing. It's a group of about six of our kids that formed the group on their own. So it's really an impressive group. And then we have dinner, of course, and during dinner, you can bid on silent auction items that we have because we have a lot of donations coming in now. And then at 8 o'clock, our youth orchestra will perform. And we'll do a few pieces that haven't been done yet and maybe a piece from our last concert. And then our other chamber ensembles will perform during that time also. And then our evening concludes with the winners of the silent auction.
Right.
And
what
those things.
What? How many students are in the youth orchestra?
We have about 52 this year.
Okay, and then of these smaller ensembles, how many of those are there?
The jazz ensemble has about six in it, and then the others are quartets and quintets, so four and five.
And they perform in the lobby during regular orchestra concerts.
Yes, they do at Living Hope.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and what other kinds of activities do they have?
They get hired out quite a bit. Yes, they do.
Good.
They just performed at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Cherryville as part of their Christmas program. They get hired every year to do that.
Oh, great.
And then they have, one group has on their list a private party to go to someone's home and perform at their home.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, more people should do that.
And that's even a fundraiser. The person who's doing that is charging her guests, and that money is going back to the youth orchestra.
Oh, that's fantastic. Is this a parent of a youth orchestra member?
No, it is not.
Oh, wow. Oh, I'm impressed. I think that's a wonderful idea. So in addition to the gala, on the 21st, that same weekend, we have the Family Arts Fest, I think they're calling it this year.
Yes.
At the Center for Visual and Performing Arts, which is where the gala is located as
well.
Yes,
the gala is upstairs in the dining room.
And the Family Arts Fest, what is the orchestra, the youth orchestra, going to be doing that day?
So again, it's the chamber ensembles that are going to be performing that day. And it's an open house type of event. So they're just going to be in the rehearsal room for those 3 hours or so performing and giving the visitors an opportunity to hear them and see what's there for the youth orchestra. So just a public out.
Yeah, and that's sort of what the Family Arts Fest is anyway, is sort of an opportunity for people to drop by and see what is available at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. That's also going to be kind of the unofficial opening of the Maurice Sendak exhibit.
I believe
in the gallery.
Yes.
And theater will have some
activity theater
that
has
day
something
as
there
well.
Too.
And then you have another big concert later in the year.
Right. Then we have our spring concert, which is our final concert of the year. And for that one, we feature our concerto competition winner coming up on the 19th of January. Anyone in the youth orchestra can audition to become a soloist in this spring concert. So we'll be having that competition soon and then feature one student.
Now, some years you have a lot of attrition when the seniors graduate. And what was it like this last time?
Yes, we usually have about anywhere from 12 to 18 graduating.
Yeah,
it just varies from year to year.
Yeah.
And luckily, we get about 12 to 18 come back in the fall,
new students.
So that we try to keep in that 50 member range that way.
Is it your impression that most of the schools that the participants come from, that they have orchestra programs?
Yes, that's actually a requirement that they have an orchestra program or a band program.
Okay.
Yes, and the members have to be part of that.
Well, that's good that that the kids are still getting some music training.
Definitely.
At school. Yeah,
definitely.
Wonderful. And this augments it a great deal.
Very much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, good. I wish you great luck with all of your upcoming activities for the Northwest Indiana Symphony Youth Orchestra.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.